The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1986, Space Shuttle Columbia lifted off to deploy a communications satellite and to deliver a payload designed to observe Halley's Comet. The comet experiment was a bust, however, with a malfunction preventing any observations of the comet.
Everything is go. The orbiter's onboard computers have armed the SRB ignition hold down post and seize your umbilical. T-minus 12 seconds. T-minus 10. Go for engine start. T-minus 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Liftoff of Columbia in mission 61C. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Ignition controlling now.
Columbia's ready and normal.
Roger, roll, Columbia.
The crew in the ground acknowledging the roll program with good roll, 73 degrees. Put the ship on the proper attitude for the flight downrange with wings level and astronauts heads down.
This was the last successful shuttle flight for over 2 years, and Congressman Bill Nelson was among Columbia's crew. In 1997, Atlantis took off for a date with Space Station Mir.
3, 2, 1. Boost to ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Atlantis on a 10-day mission to dock with Russia's orbiting outpost.
Houston now controlling the flight of Atlantis.
Roger, roll.
Over 10 days, Atlantis docked with Mir and exchanged supplies, equipment, and crew members with the station, also picking up Mir's sole American resident, who had been aboard the station for 128 days. In 2005, NASA launched the unmanned Deep Impact space probe, designed to chase down Comet Tempel 1 and fire a metallic payload into it so the resulting displacement of debris could be studied. Deep Impact would take half a year to reach its target.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition and liftoff of a Delta II rocket carrying Deep Impact, NASA's journey to unlock the mystery of the solar system's origin.
Born on this day in 1907, the father of the Russian space program, engineer and rocket scientist Sergei Korolev. Kirstie Alley was born on this day in 1951.
Begging the Admiral's pardon. General Order 15, no flag officer shall beam into a hazardous area without armed escort.
There's no such regulation.
Farscape and Sequest DSV creator Rodney S. O'Bannon was born in 1955. Pixar storyteller John Lasseter was born in 1957. Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos, who these days is trying to get into the commercial space industry, was born in 1964. On this day in 1968, Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock had to do things the Chicago way in the Star Trek episode A Piece of the Action.
Who's your friend with the ears, Kirk?
I think you've got it reversed, Mr. Krakow.
I ain't, Pally. Put down your heaters.
I believe that perhaps it would be wise to do as he says. I just heard the sound of...
The sound of a machine gun bolt being pulled back.
In 1974, Doctor Who took on a much more primeval threat.
How was I to know of his detention center transport?
Oh, well, Banksy has been locked up for months. Throwing mailbags, probably. I mean, let's face it, nobody's listened to us so far.
Oh. Part one of the John Pertwee Doctor Who story, Invasion of the Dinosaurs, was simply named Invasion to keep the appearance of the dinosaurs a secret from the audience. But the original color videotape of this episode was erased by the BBC after this broadcast because its title got confused with a Patrick Troughton Cybermen story, The Invasion, which was due to be erased. A black and white film copy of part one of Invasion of the Dinosaurs was discovered later, and it's all that remains of that episode. 1980, New Zealand art rock group Split Enz struck out in a new direction, finally showing its true colors and sparking the band's biggest international hit. In 1984, Mattel cut its losses and stopped all production and support on the underpowered, underwhelming Aquarius computer. In under a year, trying to launch Aquarius into the mainstream cost Mattel millions of dollars. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod will be procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.